U.S. greater than woman's drink spiked with aphrodisiac. Here's how you can prevent it from happening to you. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Woman's Drink Spiked with Aphrodisiac. Here's how you can prevent it from happening to you news. Children playing at Shanghai Museum breaks world's largest glass-blown castle. This elephant couldn't resist the smell of durians that he broke into a store to steal them. Woman's drink spiked with aphrodisiac, here's how you can prevent it from happening to you. Malaysian teacher falls to his death while preparing for school reopening. Drinking alcohol, smoking and vaping is banned at public parks in Selangor. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Masliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People features lifestyle, 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Machines are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Wob tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, Black Lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Throughout the years, there have been many cases of people drugging up their acquaintances to do unspeakable things to them. Some victims have reported these incidents to authorities, but unfortunately, there are definitely many that have gone unreported as well. On the 12th of July, a Chinese woman posted her experience on Weibo about a male acquaintance of hers who tried to spike her drink with an aphrodisiac. Her drink was spiked while she wasn't looking. The woman says that the incident happened in a buffet restaurant in Shenzhen, China. While the woman was not paying attention, her male friend sneakily put some suspicious white powder in her drink. Thankfully, a waiter saw the spiking and stood dutifully next to the table. When he saw that she was going to reach for her drink, he immediately went over to change her drink. The woman then went to the restroom and the waiter warned her of what had happened when she came out. He kept the cup of water as proof. She even managed to take a picture of the remnants of the white powder on the table. In the post, she revealed that she told her friends about the experience and it eventually reached the perpetrator himself. He apologized profusely and admitted to committing the heinous act. The guy even told her that he had bought the drug from America with the intention of giving it to his girlfriend. He offered to compensate her but she rejected it. Her rationale is that if this guy walks off scot-free, who knows how many other girls will fall victim to his ploy. The police are now involved in this case and are conducting investigations. Drink spiking isn't something new, it has been happening all over the world for quite some time now. As the proverb goes, prevention is better than cure. Ultimately, the blame is 100% on the perpetrator, but in the world we're living in, we can never be too careful. Here are some of the things that one can do to prevent date rape, as according to Better Health Australia, alcohol, think again and save the student. Do not drink anything that you think might be spiked, and if you see others doing so, including people you know, call it out. Don't accept any drinks at all from strangers. Instead, try to buy your own drinks, and it will be best if you watch the bartender prepare it. Don't drink anyone else's drink other than your own. Avoid drink from communal jugs or cocktail bowls. Don't take your eyes off your drink. If you have to leave the table to go to the toilet, for example, ask a friend to watch over the drinks. If you can't, then consider replacing the drink when you come back. Buy drinks that come in bottles with screw top lids. Carry the bottle in your bag when you go elsewhere. Don't consume your drink if you think if you're suspicious it may have been spiked, the smell, taste, color has changed, it is fizzing a lot and or the straw is missing. According to ADF and Save the Student, if you think your drink has been spiked, you can request for help from someone you completely trust or approach the manager of the place. If you feel unwell or have been sexually assaulted, go to the authorities immediately and get checked by a health practitioner. Remember to always stay vigilant and stay safe out there, everyone. Also read, noodle shop owner arrested after putting opium in noodles so customers get addicted.
Source,
Weibo Source, Weibo Source, Weibo Source, The Independent share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service. Privacy policy, part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.